All right, not the result we were looking for. So proud of the guys. They battled. They gave it everything they had. Just came up a little bit short tonight against a really good football team. You know, losing CB hurt us early there. But overall, the guys battled and just came up a little bit short tonight. Looks like it could have gone either way. We had some plays. I thought some plays were, you know, had a chance to convert a fourth down there, fourth and short, and then another fourth down late in the game there. And looked like we had a chance to catch it. Didn't work out that way. So time's yours.
It seemed like they were on to the Josh, you know, fourth and one or third and one run. Yeah. It's been so successful for you. Why keep going back to that play?
Well, it's been our best play all year, you know, at one or inside of 1 yard. And, you know, we won some of those. But to your point, they're doing a good job. You know, I thought overall, maybe we could have disguised it, maybe not. But at the end of the day, we have confidence in Josh and our offensive line to get those. And they've been getting them all year.
You got a couple stops in the third quarter from the defense. But overall, did you feel like defensively you just couldn't get off the field when you needed to?
Yeah, in particular in the first half. And then one or two drives in the second half there, just didn't do a good enough job getting pressure on Mahomes and looked like they were spitting the ball out at times, you know, on the perimeter as well. So that combination, I thought, was hurting us more than anything.
This is 4 years, four out of 5 years now against this opponent in the postseason. How frustrating in the immediate aftermath is it just being unable to get over the hump against this team?
Well, they're a good football team. They've won two Super Bowls. They've been to seven straight AFC championship games, and that's no excuse. This is a good football team. We got to keep working to get over that hump. There's no doubt about it. So we've won a lot of tough games this year against really good opponents, really good coaches, and I'm proud of this football team for it. So this is you know, obviously a challenge for us. We'll figure it out.
You mentioned the catch on fourth down. What do you say to a young player like Dalton Kincaid who doesn't come up with a play in that spot in a big moment?
Yeah, no, he gave it everything he had. I can't. I love Dalton Kincaid, and sometimes those work out. He makes more of those than he doesn't, and he'll make the next one.
Coach, after a game like this, what's kind of like the speech after the game? What do you say to keep them, you know, motivated through the whole season?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, not the result. We gave everything we had, and I told the players that I'm extremely proud of them. Wasn't the result we were looking for, but they gave this season everything they had in this team, everything they had, and you guys saw it out there until the very last play, and those guys were going for it, and I appreciate that.
What did you make of Josh's performance overall?
I thought he played a heck of a game. I really did. You know, it's a shame that, you know, we're down three with the ball in Josh's hands, and I felt really good about our chances. I really did, and give credit to their defense. They made the stops there, and then, you know, that one ball falls short, the one that to Dalton there. So, it's a shame. We had a great season, and this is a team I'll remember for a long time.
Cook's touchdown run, the second one, seemed like one of the more remarkable individual efforts you ever see. What did you think of that play?
Yeah, incredible. I mean, that's the effort that I've been trying to describe to you guys. Is it wasn't short for effort at all. These guys love each other. They played for each other. They played for the city of Buffalo, which I'm extremely proud of.
You mentioned the injury to Benford. What did that change for you guys defensively?
Well, I mean, you lose your starting corner, you know, it affects you. They seem like they were then starting to, you know, target a little bit and target some of our corners. That's smart on their part, right? So when you lose a corner, usually that's what people do. And again, like I said, I thought that they were doing a good job of getting the ball in the perimeter, testing our corners, and we couldn't get enough pressure on the quarterback where those two worked together, right? Whether we blitzed or went with a four-man rush. And then he scrambled and extended some plays there, too, where we need to do a better job there. So that's really what it came down to.
You mentioned not having Benford, but not having Tyler Rapp in this game.
I'm not going to get into having this guy, not having this guy. Those are excuses. We don't do that. So our guys played their hearts out. We came up a little bit short against a really good football team. We go back to trying to figure it out in terms of how we can beat this football team. And we got to look at everything.
Thank you, sir.
Because how hard was it to got the stop?
Yeah.
You hadn't done good in the red zone.
Yeah.
to not finish that? I mean, that's how heartbreaking.
Yeah, like I said, you weren't in here for it, but I said, you know, I felt good about being down three with the ball in Josh's hands, plenty of time and three timeouts, I believe, at the time. It felt really good. We were in a good spot to go win the game. And honestly, when we converted that first one, we moved the chains the first goal the first time, and then we're in a situation where we've got three timeouts. You know, we're 2 minute warning ish, right? And then we don't convert. So that's what these games come down to.
Did you see on the catch that you challenged the Worthy catch? What did you see to make?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, with the penalty, I didn't think we were gonna, you know, get the ball necessarily, but just wanted to make sure field position at that point was going to be significantly different. You know, upstairs thought it may have been in our control. So again, we weren't going to get the ball, but just wanted to try and win field position a little bit there in the first half. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and it was a big play field position wise, the difference there.
You knew special teams would be key in this. Yep. What was going to be a close game? They had a long punt return that set up a scoring drive. What did you see any breakdown there?
Not that I could see. I mean, looked like he just, you know, got to the edge a little bit there, and they made a play.
Did you get any kind of look on that fourth down that they reviewed and Josh didn't get?
I didn't. I mean, the look we had in the stadium, which you don't know I don't know for sure, because they have a mixed look feed in the stadium, if it's the same feed that the TV had or not. I thought he had it. The line was just short of the line was actually the first down, what it looked like to me when it was sitting next to me with the marker. Just inside that white stripe was the first down, and it looked like he got to it. That's all I can say.
Does that make it tougher when these games come down the way?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. Darn right it does. I mean, that's a possession. We're up 1 point, I believe, at the time. A chance to go up maybe multiple scores at that point. It's a big call. Yeah, it's absolutely a big call.
You take a step past the divisional round this year. What's the message to the team heading into the offseason now with how things turned out?
It's a little early for that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we're a good football team. We're a good organization. We've had a heck of a season. There's momentum going into next year. We played a lot of young guys, some because they earned it, some because out of injuries. So this is good experience for quite a few of those guys. And every year is different, right? So you start from scratch every season. But we're thankful for the success that we had this year. It hurts because when you come up short of the Super Bowl or winning a Super Bowl, it hurts. But the games come down to inches, as you asked me about.